I hear don't be a bull in a china shop, and they have to know how much you care before they care how much you know, and love your people a lot. I hear those cliches all the time. But for all of that impossible law, all of that throwing it onto the sinner and making him responsible for his success on the basis of his own wisdom and ability to compromise and successfully rightly navigate through a congregation, for all of that law, what I've never heard or can't recall ever hearing any seminary professor or district president saying is, go out and be a sheep among the wolves. Go and be hated, be destroyed. That, it seems, even if Jesus said it, is not fit for publication in Chicken Soup for the Soul. It doesn't fit with the generic American self-righteousness that passes itself off for Christianity. No one ever grew a church by being hated and destroyed. That's foolish. Thus the scandal of Jesus Christ. And so it is that St. Barnabas, ordained to preach this very foolishness, found himself again and again in the thick of the church's controversies and in bodily peril. I suspect that he didn't really enjoy dealing with synodical officials and errant professors of his day when he could have been preaching to the lost, but he was missionary-minded. And he knew how crucial purity of doctrine is if it is to be preached especially to other cultures, where there is already enough things in the way. And he would not risk the salvation of those to whom he was sent, or dare to damage their faith by watering down the word of God for some weak-kneed bureaucrat at the synodical office building in Jerusalem. He was a man who spent day in and day out in the word of God. And he knew his responsibility, the burden he had to preach the truth. He knew that we must submit to the word of God and let the foolishness of God break our wisdom or be crushed by it. And so there went Barnabas off to Jerusalem to fight in the first synodical convention for the truth that circumcision does not save. Some probably felt that Barnabas was too political getting involved in these things, but Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Spirit. And a man full of the Holy Spirit will not tolerate lies told in the name of the triune God for any excuse by anyone. He did not relish it, but neither was he afraid of a fight. Perhaps Paul had told him, like he would tell Timothy, endure sufferings as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Soldiers exist for battle. He was not interested in politics, but in the truth, and in the very real welfare of those souls that he had been sent to serve. And that turned out to not be the last fight that Barnabas fought. Of those battles recorded in Scripture, one more is of great significance. He fought with and was divided from St. Paul, his missionary partner and apostle of Jesus Christ. He fought for Mark, but he would continue the work of an evangelist, for Paul did not want him because he had failed them in Pamphylia. The quickness of Barnabas to forgive and his unwillingness to let Mark's reputation be damaged was the godly response. And by the grace of God, later in life, St. Paul repented, even as St. Peter repented later in life at St. Paul's admonition. For even apostles must submit to the word of Christ and must heed the call to repentance. By God's grace, Mark was brought back into Paul's fellowship. In the end, it worked out, but these fights cost Barnabas. Men hated him because of his stances. Colleagues, brothers, and fathers in the ministry, even one apostle, were separated from him because doctrine divides. And that is part of the cross that Barnabas bore. But he bore it so that his hearers would hear. In absolute strict ways, without waffling qualifications, with no lingering synergistic works to still be accomplished, with nothing to prove. The complete, pure, and full joy of free forgiveness and acceptance by the Father through the sacrifice of the Son. That's what matters. That's why and for what we fight. Barnabas would not compromise that for the sake of peace between men, for prosperity, or even for the shallow vanity that such a sellout would benefit the church by giving him more opportunities to preach and increase her reputation among men. It may have, but it would have required laying down the foolishness of God and picking up the wisdom of men, and that is the way of death. And St. Barnabas would rather lose his head than have that happen. And so he did. And that same painful zeal that sent him to martyrdom, that sent him to the lost with this good news, delivered him also to the church triumphant and has made him a hero of the faith. For the message he preached of the forgiving love of God in Christ, of the power of Jesus' death and resurrection to make men sons of God, righteous and free, was also for poor, sinning Barnabas, and also for you. For the kingdom of heaven is here. In Jesus' name.